are again, another program with the theme that we're taking from Luke chapter 24, verse number 45, that says that they might understand the scriptures. Have your Bible ready. In our previous message, we were looking in Luke chapter 24, verse 45, that says that they might understand the scriptures, but we've also concluded that it's simply a choice. You're either going to understand the scriptures or you're not. It is a choice, and we have no choice but to choose. Today, we're going to look at the myth concerning two categories of life. A myth is a widely held but false belief. We're going to look at that. Have your Bible ready. We'll be in the book of Colossians. Before we look at that, listen to this message and song. Make it your prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whate'er seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer in. Boundless and free, Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart, grant that I power. Teach me thy love. Teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seems best in thee to find sweet rest. Leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through Savior nigh. Teach me to live, to die, saved by thy grace.
Now, as we mentioned, we're going to look at this myth that is a widely held but false belief. What is that myth? It is a myth that there are two categories of life. One is sacred and the other is secular. I'm reading from Colossians 1, verse number 16, that says, "For by him," that is Jesus, "were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." And then in Colossians 3:17 it says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." And Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord." Now, in this world that we're living in today, there is the myth that there are two categories of life as far as God is concerned. One category is secular, and the other one is sacred. The definition of secular is denoting how we think about activities that have no spiritual basis. The definition of sacred is something that is connected with God or dedicated to his spiritual purpose. For example, we would say preaching or praying, that is sacred, that is dedicated to his purpose. We would say playing baseball is secular. Is that really so? We're looking in Colossians. Colossians was written by Paul. He was sitting in a dungeon as he wrote. And you'll notice at the first of the book, he is writing to the saints. Now, we've said many times before, and it's important, so we'll repeat it again. Sometimes the Bible books that we're reading are written to pastors, for instance, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. In this particular book, it's written to the saints. Now, that would include the pastors, but it's pointed to the congregation. We would do well to ask ourselves, why is Paul writing to this group of Christians here at Colossae? Well, the purpose here, first of all, has to do with their personal relationship with the Lord, and second, it has to do with dealing with the issues of the day that confronted them. Their issues were twofold. One was a religious issue caused by what the Jewish believers were trying to infiltrate and tell them that they needed to believe. And other issues had to do with worldly pressures that were coming upon them that would lead them astray. We have exactly the same issues today. Now in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, Paul's desire, he said he desired that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Now notice he said we need the knowledge of his will, we need to have wisdom, and we need to have spiritual understanding that they might walk worthy of the Lord. If they do not have this understanding, and again our verse is that they might understand the scriptures, Luke 24:45. If we do not understand how to rightly divide the word of God, we're going to have problem with our walking worthy as unto the Lord. Now we read in Colossians 1 verse number 16, "For by him," that is by Christ, "were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." Now that's what we need to understand. He said here in verse 9 and 10 that you would have the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Well, we need to understand this verse number 16. All things were created by Christ. They were created for Christ. Now he said, whether they be visible or invisible. We look into this world and we can see a lot of things that were visible, well, the planets, the trees, the mountains, the flowers, fish, animals, the sun, the moon, the stars, the people, these are all visible. But then there's those things that are invisible. Love is invisible. Hate is invisible. Well, did he create hate? Yes, he did. Ecclesiastes 3:8 says there's a time to love and a time to hate. David said in Psalm 119 and verse 104, "I hate every false way." We need to learn when to love and when to hate, and what and who to love, and what and who not to love. So he says, I've created some invisible things. Love, hate, wind, you can't see the wind, that's invisible. Emotions, gravity, sound, birth, death, breath, our thoughts are invisible. There's all kinds of things that are visible. There's all kinds of things that are invisible. And the Bible says all things were created by him and for him, whether they be visible or whether they be invisible. Now in Colossians 3, verse number 17, we read that the Bible says, this is the word of God, whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3:23, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. There is not two categories. There is not one that is sacred and one that is secular. For example, you can go on the internet and punch in sacred education. You'll find thousands of places where you can go and look at stuff that the world would say has to do with secular education. We can also go on Google and you can punch in secular music and you'll get thousands of places where you can go and talk about what the world calls secular music. Now, secular, remember, is activities that have no spiritual basis. So whether we're talking about education, whether we're talking about music or anything else, has no spiritual basis. What are we going to do with Colossians 3:17 says, whatsoever ye do in word or indeed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. There is no such thing as two categories where one is secular and one is sacred. There's nothing in the life of a Christian that God shouldn't be involved in. And so what we need to do here is to, as it says back in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse number 11, hear the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep them and do them. So he says, learn or hear the statutes and the judgments. What are statutes? Statutes are things that are basically, it's talking about they're cut in stone. That means they are permanent, they are unchangeable. Hear the permanent and unchangeable things that God has to say. And the judgments, that's the laws that assist one to discern what is right and what is wrong and to decide accordingly. And so he says, hear the permanent, unchangeable things that are cut in stone, what God says, and hear the judgments, the laws which assist us to discern what is right and wrong and judge accordingly, and learn them, he said, Deuteronomy 5:1, and keep them and do them. That's what we're supposed to do. Now, what we need to learn to do as Christians today is to be like the Bereans, where in Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11, Paul said, these were more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they, number one, received the word with all readiness of mind, and number two, they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. If they searched the scriptures daily to see what Paul the Apostle had to say was right or wrong, how much more should you be searching the scriptures daily to see what I'm saying is right or wrong or any other preacher? Now, as we go through life, you can drive through a cemetery and look at the tombstones, and you'll see their name there. And under their name, there's a short dash between two dates. That's what life is. We start out in a baby buggy and a little thing with wheels on it, and we end up in a hearse, another thing with little wheels on it. We go from the baby buggy to adolescence, and then to our teenage years, and then to our 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and beyond, and then we get another ride to the cemetery. Now, when it comes to life, we need to make our choices as to what we are going to do. I made my choice when I was 12 years old. I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I determined by His power I'm going to do the best I can to live for the Lord. Joshua says in Joshua 24:15, choose you this day. This day, October the 7th, 1955, 8:30 in the evening, that's when I chose. What day did you choose? Have you even chose yet? choose you this day whom you will serve. He said, you can serve the gods in whose land ye dwell. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Who was he talking to? He was talking to God's people. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Are you going to go the way of the people in the land that ye dwell, or are you going to serve the Lord? Colossians 1:10 says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Back in Psalm 119, verse 73, David prayed, give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. That should be our prayer. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. The word learn is in the Bible 23 times. It talks about learning God's commandments, learning the fear of God, learning his ways, learning to do God's will, learning righteousness, learning doctrine. Jesus said, learn of me. He said to learn the parables. He said we should learn good works. There's a lot of things we need to learn. Well, in order to learn God's way, we need to be in God's Word, and God will teach us from day to day what we need to be doing. Are you in the Word of God? When's the last time you spent some time studying the Bible? If you're not studying the Bible, there's something wrong with you if you call yourself a Christian. Let's get into the Word. Let's let the Word get into us. As we get into the Word, we need to be praying, Lord, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Oh,